So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Does he really resonate with him?
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher. Who really
he's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us. It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey everyone, what's going on? It's Shakir Hussein here. I'm here sitting in the Four Seasons right now, and I'm just doing a quick client deal and helping my clients market their products, which is they're in the oil business. They've got black seed oil and they want to reach more customers with this product. And one of the things I'm telling them is, in this day and age, you have to become extroverted. Even if you are introverted, you have to become extroverted. Because we live in an extroverted world. If people don't see you, they don't like you, they don't trust you, they don't see what you look like, then they ain't going to buy from you. And if you have insecurities, now is the time to put it under the table. And the way you do that is, one, you tell yourself, I've got 5 seconds to make a decision. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom. Just like this now, I was thinking to myself, I'm going to do this podcast. But what are you guys going to think? Because you're about to give me a bunch of money for my services. But I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to pull out my phone and I'm going to record this. It's going to be a podcast. It's probably going to be listened to maybe thousands of people, maybe one person. I don't care. I'm going to go and do it. You see how I just instantly overcome any insecurity, over any fear, because you just do it. And the more that you do it, it's like a muscle. You're training yourself. It doesn't matter what you look like. Let me back this up with a story. Back in 2009, I got started in internet marketing. Now, I was big, fat, morbidly obese. And I told all my friends and family, I'm dropping out of university instead of being an investment banker, and I'm going to become an internet marketer. And everyone laughed at me, and my parents thought I was crazy. And I said, no, I meet these young people and they're all millionaires. I want to be like these guys. I want to travel around the world. And then I go online and I'm so excited and so pumped and so motivated. And then boom, I'm thinking to myself, I'm fat. My name is Shakir Hussein. It's a Muslim name. I'm broke. Who wants to do business with this guy? I wouldn't want to do business with this guy. And then I go to America, and one of the guys in front of everyone, he says, what's your name? I said, Shakir Hussein. And he looks at me and he goes, ha ha ha, like Saddam Hussein. And I thought, oh my God, I'm in trouble. What do I do? What? And did that stop me? No. I went out, I made six figures, multiple six figures, then I made a million. I was 23, 24 years old, made $1 million. By the time I was 26, I made over $10 million. I was still living with my parents. You know, and in the last few years, I've done over $30 million in sales. I traveled 50, 60, whatever countries. I got married to my best friend. And when I look back, guess what? If I had insecurities, I would not have this. You understand? I would not have hundreds of clients paying me $40,000 a year for my coaching programs, or I wouldn't be able to come to fancy hotels if I was stuck in that insecure mindset, stuck with fear, stuck with paralysis. So whatever fears you, write it down. I'm afraid to make videos. Write it down. I'm afraid to talk to people. Write it down. I'm afraid to make 10 calls today. I'm afraid to do all of this. And then look at it. Be okay with the fear. And then realize you're going to die anyway. Okay? If you don't do it, someone else is going to do it. If you don't do it, someone else is going to do it and beat you. And if you don't take advantage of the opportunity now, when are you going to do it? If not you, then who? If you're not going to step up and take your products and services and you're going to go market it, then someone else is going to come in. And imagine the pain in 5 years' time when you say, oh, I had that idea. I had that product. I was going to take it around the world. No. But because of your fears, you hold yourself back. You hold your family back. You hold your customers back. You hold your vendors. You hold your mentors. Everyone back because of your own insecurities. So if you feel that, if you face that, be okay with it. Write it down. And then say, okay, what's next? And what's next is one thing. Taking massive action that creates momentum. Nothing else. And when you get into that state, it's almost like you're unstoppable. Nothing can stop you because this world is fake anyway. This whole world, what we, you know, we're not taking anything when we die. So you ask, and what happens is you become unstoppable. You get confidence. And when you have confidence, now people are attracted to you. People are attracted to you because of confidence. You walk around with a big smile. When you talk to someone, you know what you're doing because you've got more grit. You've got more traction. You've put in the swear equity that no one's seen. You've got unique life experiences no one can match. And everyone's different. And guess what's sexy in the marketplace? Guess what gets you money when you're unique? If you're the same as everyone else, no one cares. If you have a personal story, you're unique. I will never be able to match your story. You will never be able to match my story. And that's what makes us, give us our X factor. And using your X factor, you now go out in the marketplace and you stand for something, you stand for your product and service, and then you go out and you build your brand. Whew. That was a good 5 minutes of powerful wisdom. Did you guys enjoy that?
Love that.
Listen, if you listen to this on the podcast, make sure you subscribe. If you listen to this on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, make sure you go and subscribe so that you can stay updated. I do one of these every single day, like clockwork. Whether I like you or not, I still do it. Whether I'm in a hotel, whether I'm in an Uber, whether I'm in a client meeting, I will do it. So make sure you subscribe, listen to it, and I'll see you tomorrow. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.